Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Hold on, I've got a cough. Oh, yeah, that's a lot better. All right, so Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Big Willie 105.5, also on the River Talk Radio Network. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's, hold on, hotkey. The audio path of totality. Thank you. And now Dimitri live and dangerously local is also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you again. All right, and pretty soon the blockchain of reason once I figure out what a blockchain is. I can't figure that damn thing out, and bitcoins and virtual money and this, that, and the other. I thought virtual money was counterfeit money. What do I know? I'm an idiot. All right, got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in a little bit. Your chance to call in and say or do pretty much anything you want to say or do, as long as you follow the rules of engagement. We're doing our first live stream on Rumble. For those who don't know, I've been banned on Facebook for 6 months because I had the nerve to share information from the Department of Justice of the United States government regarding the Epstein files. And the stuff that I posted was horrific, but it's evidence. It's from our federal government. You need to know how bad this was. As hideous as pedophilia is, as hideous as it is, that barely scratches the surface what these monsters, these cannibals, these sick, murderous, homicidal people were doing to children. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. And so I posted this stuff because the local media is certainly not doing anything. Most of the national media also is downplaying this. Oh, Nancy Guthrie, missing mom, and let's, you know, we need information. You know, we need clues. We need this. We need that. And all that. Fine. You've got all the clues you could ever need with the Epstein files. They released only 2% of the information they have, by the way. No videos, no audio, just a fraction of what they have. And even that fraction, which you've got to believe is the least offensive stuff, is just a fraction. And they have lots and lots of suspects. And yet not one charge, not even one person charged, let alone convicted. And this, and I know that I have a huge following among in MAGA Nation, and I appreciate that greatly. And President Trump has done a lot of really good things, sealing the border, improving the economy, no question about it, cutting regulation, no question about it. But I got to tell you, on this one, letter grade F-. Why President Trump is willing to continue to stonewall regarding the Epstein files and any charges against anyone is an utter and absolute disgrace. I think I know why. In fact, I'm sure I know why. Can't prove it, but it is my belief without a doubt that this Epstein files thing is so horrendous that if we learned the truth about everything, it would threaten the very existence of Israel. It would threaten the monarchy in the UK. It would threaten the very existence of the CIA and, to a lesser extent, the FBI here in this country. It would cause many world leaders to lose their positions because I suspect many of them were blackmailed as well. The ramifications of this, the repercussions, would cause governments to collapse. And I hope to God I'm wrong, but I fear that I might be right. If we discover that at the core of this was, this is a Mossad operation, the Israeli CIA, best in the world, by the way, best in the world, brilliant, ruthless, the best in the world, better than our CIA, no question, it's the best in the world. And they've done a lot of good things. I'm a big supporter of Israel. I think, you know, they can kill every Hamas terrorist that they can get their hands on. Hezbollah, kill every one of them until they surrender. Kill every last one of them. I have no problem with that whatsoever. And if Israel has nukes, I have no problem with that either. They need to defend themselves. I have no problem with any of this. And their retaliation against Hamas for October, the attack in October, I have no problem with any of that. Kill every last one of these people who supports Hamas. That's how strong I am for Israel. But if my suspicion is true that this is ultimately a Mossad operation, and with Jeffrey Epstein and getting all this information and blackmailing, I have to believe it is. Not only would this cause the government of Israel to collapse, but whatever support Israel has had throughout the world, including the United States, which is, you know, the biggest supporter of Israel, the damage from this could be so great that Israel could actually lose support here in this country. And if Israel loses support in America, Israel could not, let me rephrase this. Israel would have a very, very difficult time existing. That's how bad this is. We're talking about biblical ramifications here. If Mossad is at the core of this, and I believe it is, and I think Trump has made a decision, cost-benefit analysis, that no matter how bad, no matter how horrendous all of these terrible things are with Epstein files, including the pedophilia, including the child trafficking, including the homicides, the tortures, and everything else. I mean, you just cannot believe the emails that I've read that are now public record. The media won't share these with you. You got to find them on Twitter. I think Trump has made a decision that is, no matter how bad this is with him, with Epstein, everything connected with Epstein, that's still not as bad as governments collapsing around the world, including quite possibly the very existence of Israel. I think it's that bad. I think that's the choice he's made. Pam Bondi is not the problem here. Cash Patel, who sold his soul, and I'll give you an example of that in a few seconds, I got the audio clip, is not the problem. Dan Bongino, not the problem. He sold his soul as well. This is on President Trump 100%. 100%. And that's the decision he has made. That's the trade-off. That's the art of the deal. I think he's wrong, but that's what it is. All right, so Cash Patel, when he was interviewed, hold on a second here. Let me get this thing. God, just bear with me. Jesus, hold on. I got on my phone here and let me move this thing back. All right, so I think this is gonna work now. Cash Patel, listen to this guy.
There's no credible information. None. If there were, I would bring the case yesterday. That he trafficked to other individuals. And the information we have, again, is limited.
So the answer is no one?
For the information that we have.
In the files?
In the case file.
Which we now know is an absolute and utter total lie. Cash Patel, who I was very excited about when he was named FBI director. Dan Bongino, second in command. Same thing. Absolute total sellouts. And again, all of the blame, all of this, is on President Trump. He's causing these people to make a decision, make their deal with the devil, to lie, to say, oh, there's no real evidence. You can see it for yourself. It's all over X Twitter. It's all over there. And I had it on my Facebook page until Facebook said, oh, no, community standards. We can't be exposing billionaire rapists, even though the information came from the best, most credible source that you could ever have, and that is our Department of Justice, the Epstein files. But that's Cash Patel talking. I mean, it's beyond horrendous. Now, here's something that's very weird. In fact, wait, before I do that, I've got this one here. This is very important. This is Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson, though, when he was drunk, when they caught him for drunk driving, and he started talking about Jews and this, that, and the other. It was horrendous. It was absolutely horrible. It was sickening. He does not get a pass on that, even though he was drunk. Now, he has done that. And shame on him for that. I hope he's gotten clean and sober and all of that. No question. But he also, in fairness, has been talking about the subculture in Hollywood and the pedophilia and all of this. And he actually addresses this. Now, I had to bleep out and bleep. It's a sound effect. Toward the end, he uses the F word, which we're not allowed to use because the federal government says we can't. Okay, fine. But that's what it is. But listen to Mel Gibson, because when he first came on the scene, he's from Australia. Very good actor. Very, very good actor. Year of Living Dangerously. Fantastic. He picked up on that vibe. He picked up on it. It's a really interesting interview that that I have here for you. So Mel Gibson, he knows something is really, really, really wrong, and turns out he was really, really, really right.
When I came over here, I was in my mid-20s.
Right.
The first time I really came over here. You know, I had a whole bunch of weird paranoid suspicions about what the hell was going on, because there was a lot of stuff I couldn't understand.
Right.
And nobody was really bothering to explain it to me.
They don't.
And I formed a bunch of opinions about the town and about the people in it that were like, surely that couldn't be, because a whole place can't be like, you know, weird town, you know, where the stranger wanders in and all the people are in the bar and they all shut up when he looks at them, and mm-hmm. and they tell you don't go to the house on the hill, and it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go away and you think, no, I was wrong. I mean, that's insane thinking. I'm paranoid. I imagined that stuff. That couldn't be the reason for why so-and-so was acting like, could it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out later on the track that you are exactly on track
mm-hmm.
with a lot of this stuff. Not specifically on track, but that you could, that some of your worst nightmares were real at the time, and you think,
mm-hmm.
it does rip your life to pieces.
Does it?
If you'll let it.
Yeah.
And it's always pounding at the walls. It's these little guys, these little heathens with no soul downstairs with horns on their head with a battering ram trying to like beat your walls in.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take very long before you realize, or before it gets to you. It's cascading on you all the time. You can't get away from certain attitudes, from certain modes of behavior that this town and the industry dictate. And no matter how strong you are, when you come in off the farm with those convictions and those and a certain line of attack, no matter how strong you are going to be affected by this place.
No,
it's going to divert you from where you were going.
Sure.
You're going to be diverted. You'll eat yourself alive here. And I think it takes that kind of cockroach resilience to survive in this town. I mean, this is a bizarre place. The social contract. You can't get mad.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get mad. You can't let it get you. Because you have to have... You have to make a deal with everyone else, and it's almost unspoken, that you are going to be or at some point.
I mean, as a matter of interest, do you think it's easier because you're an outsider who came in?
I think so.
Yeah?
Because it was glaring to me because I was an outsider who came in.
Bad stuff, man. Bad, bad, bad stuff. But he picked up on it, and there have been others. Corey Feldman warned people about this, and... a lot of others, a lot of young starlets, young actresses, and the really rich, powerful men were going, yeah, this doesn't matter. So what? We can do whatever we want with you. And you read some of those emails, and it is jarring beyond belief. It really is jarring beyond belief. Now, I've got one more thing for you. This is really weird. This is from C-SPAN, but it's actually quite interesting. Hold on here. Let me get this thing. All right. So they have a morning call-in show on C-SPAN. Normally, C-SPAN is like boring beyond belief. They had a call. I don't know if it was yesterday morning or whatever, a couple days ago. And the person identified himself, I think, as John Barron. John is Donald Trump's middle name. Barron is the name of his youngest son, the one he's had with Melania. He's about six. Barron's about 6'8", 6'9". He's just a huge guy. So C-SPAN has this call-in show, I guess, in the mornings. And they get this phone call. It's just the damnedest thing. I don't think this is AI. I actually, honest to God, think that this is President Donald Trump pretending to be somebody else, but talking just like Trump. I'm going to play this for you. You decide. But I'm telling you, I don't think this is AI at all. As God is my witness, I think this is Trump. Here we go.
Well, this is John Barron, and this is the worst decision you've ever had in your life, practically. Jack's going to agree with me, right? But this is a terrible decision, and you have Hakeem Jeffries, who, he's a dope, and you have Chuck Schumer, who can't cook a cheeseburger. Of course these people are happy. But true Americans will not be happy. And you have the woman earlier, I assume she's a woman, she's a Democrat, but she said she's disgraced. She's devastated.
All right, by John. We'll go to Chester, who's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
She didn't know what to do. Had that been me, I'd have kept him on. I'd have kept him on and said, are you the president of the United States? I would have done that. This is something, Donald Trump actually did this at least one other time, many years ago, long before politics, where he called, and you could tell it was his voice. You could tell. This is back in, I don't know, the 80s or something like that. And was talking about something or other, but not as Donald Trump. He was pretending to be somebody else. I swear to you, this is what happened. I, honest to God, believe that was President Trump calling in to C-SPAN, pretending to be somebody else supporting Donald Trump. I will bet you your last dollar on this. I will. I will bet you your last dollar. So I just got a kick out of that. But the big picture stuff, MAGA Nation, I got to tell you, everything connected with the Epstein files. Pam Bondi is not the problem. She sold her soul to be the attorney general. Cash Patel sold his soul. Dan Bongino sold his soul. And his TV show, or his podcast is tanking. They all made their deals with the devil. Trump's at fault here.